This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. We are talking about perspective today. That's right, perspective. Because you know what? Everything changes when you look at it from a different perspective. And the question you got to be asking yourself is, who is having to change their perspective the most? Think about it this way. What was the perception, if you will, of Barack Obama in 2008? He was a god. But you know what the left got over the next 8+ years? They got perspective. They got the ability to take what they had been force-fed about Barack Obama and take it from a theoretical and put it into an actual application, and they got beat down. Taxes went up. The price of food went up. The price of gasoline went up. The Democrats themselves lost offices in 2010, in 2012, in 2014. And ultimately, the presidency in 2016. I mean, what perspective do you need? We could go person by person. And I can tell you, the idea of what they thought Barack Obama was, the idea of what they thought Hillary Clinton was, the idea of what they thought Bill Clinton was, have all changed. You want to know bigger picture? The idea of what the Democrats represent has changed. The idea of the DNC's role in politics has changed. The idea of what the FBI represents has changed. All these things. Name me a Democrat whose perspective, the average person's perspective has changed positively for that Democrat. Name me one. Is Susan Rice more respected? You might go with Donna Brazile. Why? Because she's part of the people who leaked what was really going on with the DNC. But being honest with you, she didn't change. Most of them, I'm telling you, 99.9% of them got worse. Worse. I heard old black people say, it was worse. Well, I guess that's kind of, you can use that word. But anyway, look, the point is, the perspective has changed. Now, let's go to Donald Trump. As much as they try to convince you that the perspective of Donald Trump is negative, don't believe it. I'll ask you. Most of the people that are listening to my voice, when you heard that Donald Trump was going to run for president, you did as I did and said, what? Please. He's not serious. He's not going to declare. And he declared. When he declared, most of the people listening to my voice went, man, this is just a mockery. He's not going to really be serious about it. He's not going to make a go of it. Nothing's going to happen of it. And it did. Most of us, even when Donald Trump was in 20 points and whatever else, he was the leader, we all looked at each other and went, yeah, but it's not going to last. And it did. Then he became the Republican candidate. And the majority of us out there, I wasn't one of them, this is where I have to depart, but most of the people were like, man, he's not going to win. He can't win. And he won. And then many people, there were never Trumpers, and of course all of the left said, he's not going to be effective. He's a crazy man. He's going to blow us up. He's going to nuke everybody, blah, blah, blah. He's a crazy dude. And he changed their mind. So let me ask you this. What do you think of the perspective of the folks, of those people, with relationship to Donald Trump? You think they still believe he's bad? I'm just telling you, look at the people. The ardent supporters of Donald Trump have not backed down. I don't care what they tell you. You might have a small percentage, but it's going to be less than 2%. But of that percentage, 15-20%, or maybe more, that weren't for Trump. What do you think they're looking at now? You think they give a crap about the stock market? You think they give a crap about consumer confidence? You think these business leaders and these business owners and these small businesses and the people who are struggling to pay for their medical care and looking for answers from Trump are starting to go, you know what? I like this guy. Have they changed their perspectives? What do you think those people, and there were many of them, some of them I'm talking to right now, you voted for Barack Obama. You may have even supported Hillary Clinton. You may have believed in our justice system. What do you think? Has your perspective changed? You know what's funny? Right now, Robert Mueller is investigating Donald Trump for relation to this deal with Russia. The minute Mike Flynn says he's going to turn over evidence, you know, and I'm going to start talking to Mueller, the left go crazy. Ooh, we're winning. The right start to waver. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going to happen. And you know the funny part of all of it? The outcome is exactly what happens every single time the left gets themselves all frothing at the mouth over the idea that Donald Trump's going to be impeached or there's going to be some connection with the Russians. As many times as he said it that there isn't, they go bananas. Many of you get scared because you haven't gone through complete warrior training. So you're scared. And what happens? It implodes on the left. So what do we have? We've got ABC's Brian Ross, who reported misinformation, wrong, erroneous information that had the left just woo-hoo-hoo. And what did ABC have to do? Retract it. And we'll go more into that in just a second. But here's the other fallout that's a little less known. Mueller has had to fire one of his FBI agents. Why? Because he was texting anti-Trump messages. So in his investigation to find out about Donald Trump, when the inspector general looked at one of the investigators, he found out that this guy is anti-Trump. He's tweeting anti-Trump stuff. Now, remember when everybody was going, Kevin, why is Donald Trump allowing Mueller to put all these anti-Trump people on the investigation? Because you are going to work yourself into the death spiral. Think about it this way. How many people do you know that have been fired over Facebook? Well, guess what? All these anti-Trumpers, all these I donated to Hillary people have a history. And you're going to watch these guys. This guy, the other guy's name is like Peter Zorak or something. I can't pronounce it. He needs to buy a vowel. But you'll find out more about this. These are the people that Donald Trump is saying, go ahead, pick them. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to torpedo yourselves. Folks, wake up. This dude is smarter than he looks. And so am I. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
I am so happy to have a president who knows what he's doing and who does not cater to media pressure. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. In fact, Donald Trump not only does not cater to media pressure, he puts the pressure back on the media. You gotta love this. Fake news media. Well, we knew the media was, you know, crooked, whatever, call it whatever you want. But it was never really put into a term that has become practically synonymous with every single leftist media outlet. Fake news. NBC, fake news. New York Times, fake news. Washington Post, fake news. The Hill, fake news. You name it, CNN, fake news. And the reason why that is now emblazoned in the lexicon of political discussion now is because of Donald Trump. And here's the thing. Fake news is not associated with Breitbart, the Daily Caller. They called us the alt-right. When is the last time you've heard the term alt-right? You follow me? There was a time when the left put something on you. It stuck with you. You know, we were the religious right and whatever else. the alt-right was what they tried to do. They wanted to make Breitbart. You guys, look, we're not going back that far. Come on, dust off the cobwebs. Alt-right was Breitbart. Steve Bannon, part of the alt-right. But that's gone. But you know what isn't gone? And it is not going to go away. Not in the next election cycle. Not in the one after that. Not leading up to 2020. Fake news. And now people look at all the news that's out there and they go, nah, it was on CNN, it was on MSNBC. Now, the left, they say, Fox is fake news. Donald Trump says Fox is the only news source that's actually giving you the real deal. Now, I don't like everybody at Fox, but at least it is fair. It gives you a perspective. And they give the left, I've debated many of these leftists. They at least get a chance to, to spit out their nonsense. But go to MSNBC or CNN if you have a little waste time to waste and you want to get it back. And listen to these guys. It's just a litany of people that bash, bash, bash. They don't have true conservatives. They have a person who is conservative light. He'll come in every now and then and go, well, that's not totally true. And they're like, shut up. And then, okay, well, you're right. They're all weak. But Fox has people that come over screaming and yelling and all that, and they let them, okay, fine, come on in, check it out. We want to hear the views. So what it's doing is, this is ultimately lending credibility to Fox little by little. By the way, this is what's keeping the Murdoch sons in check, because these guys are not total conservatives. It's not like these guys are staunch conservatives. So the Murdoch guys can't say, well, look, let's do a complete makeover of Fox and we're going to do it in the in the vein of CNN or whatever. Can't do it. Unless you don't care about your daddy's money. So Donald Trump's keeping one media source, at least moderate, and telling everybody else, don't even believe the other side. And it's proving itself out time and time again. And just the other day, ABC announced that their chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, going to be suspended for 4 weeks without pay over the botched exclusive about former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Now, Ross does a live special report. This is last Friday. And he reported that Flynn would testify that Donald Trump ordered him to make contact with Russians about foreign policy while Donald Trump was still a candidate. Now, if he had done that, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily wrong for Trump to do that, because he could say, look, I'm a candidate. I want to know what's going on in Russia. I want to be able to speak to it, in an intelligent way. So he could do that. But if it had been done with the idea that he was going to influence anything or, anything that theoretically would violate the Logan Act, well, then Trump could theoretically be in trouble. So the idea was that Trump had indeed reached out, and it was the implication was it was in regards to influencing the election or influencing policy that was in play during the time of Barack Obama. So that was how they led up to it. And just in doing that, the stock market plummeted. It lost 350 points. And you guys have heard me talk about this over the last few days. Well, over the last week a little bit, that any implication, like when they were talking, oh, Flynn's going to be under testimony, it all of a sudden people are like, oh, Donald Trump's in big trouble. He's in big trouble. And I'm telling you guys, he's not in big trouble. He's not in any trouble at all. I've written three pieces explaining how Donald Trump is not in any more trouble than he's not in any trouble at all. And people are like, I don't know him. I don't know. Well, he's not. So later in the day, ABC issued a, quote, clarification to Ross's report, saying that Donald Trump's alleged directive came after he'd been elected president. So he was then president-elect. Ross then came on World News Tonight several hours after his initial report in order to clarify the, quote, error. Now, here's what's interesting. It's a huge error because, one, clearly puts Donald Trump into the scope of the not a crooked investigation, but again, could expand the scope to say, did he violate the Logan Act? Which means he can't go, interfering into the actual work of the real president? You know, or does he, is there not, is it a big nothing burger, as they like to say these days? So what do you think happens? It's a big nothing burger. So in a statement, ABC News said Ross's report had, quote, not been fully vetted through our editorial standards process. Really? They went on to say this. It is vital we get the story right and retain the trust we have built with our audience. These are our core principles. We fell far short of that yesterday. Now, look, I'm glad they did the mea culpa. Congratulations. But they knew it was wrong. But you know what? Let's look at it in the right perspective. They got it wrong. It's national news. Donald Trump calls them fake news. And what did they do? They obliged. They obliged. We can look at this. It's terrible. Because everybody does. It's terrible. Look at what they did. It's just awful. We now know what they're trying to create. Yeah. So what does it mean? It means that Donald Trump's going to come out the other end clean. Because he will. Trust me. He will. But what it also means is he proves yet again they are liars. They abandoned their editorial standards, their core principles, in order to fit the narrative. They allowed that to occur. So every time you hear these guys, every time you see them, you will remember this. There will be muscle memory going into 2018, going into 2020. This muscle memory is what the left have abandoned. They believe their Alinsky tactics are going to hurt us, but they are crushing themselves. They are imploding on themselves. This is great news. I'm glad they missed it. See, because them missing it, they can miss it all they want in the media. The facts are not going to be missed in an investigation. When Trump says, I didn't say, look at what his actual testimony was. He didn't say I did it during the time of my candidacy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I like to eat.
thepowermall.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh my goodness, I love, love, love watching the left. I love watching them squirm. We're going to talk a lot more about the exuberance these people have felt over the Flynn investigation and how it's gone over. Let me just tell you, you're going to have a lot of laughs over the next 7 years. And then even going forward, because the one thing that I think Donald Trump will do that I can't see other people doing, I don't think other presidents have done this to the degree that Donald Trump will do it. I think Trump will start handpicking successors for himself after the fact. I think he'll say something like, as it gets closer to the end of his term, he will start to tout people that helped him, that got it, that understand this is the way you have to go about this. You better be fearless in your defending of whatever it is that you want. And let me tell you something else you're going to watch. You're going to watch these guys start to tweet. You're going to watch them start their so. Now, Ted Cruz is already doing it. Ted Cruz got it right after President Trump beat everybody and started making friends. Ted Cruz started using Twitter that way. I don't know who's going to do it, but I'm going to tell you, whoever's going to be the follow-on to President Trump, and it won't be a leftist, is going to be somebody who gets the social media aspect of what Donald Trump does and starts mimicking his style. They're going to get away from this politics as usual thing. They're going to start speaking in plain talk, and they're actually going to reference him. They're going to say things like, if there's anything that I learned over the last 8 years, is how the American people no longer want politics to be about speeches and pretty talk and all that. They want reality. They want you to be real. And I'm going to certainly take that lesson from our predecessor who has left us with an amazing economy, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to start extolling his virtues. And whoever does that is going to be the next president of the United States after Trump's second term. It's that simple. Now, I've already called it. I'm telling you, watch for the signs. Watch as people start to tweet. Watch as they start to attack the naysayers. Watch as they quit running from attackers, and backtracking on things and saying, yeah, I said that, and moving on and being more bold. And you watch yourself. You watch the conservative movement over the next 7 years as they migrate into that point of strength from a point of weakness, no longer taking this, the punches from the left. Oh, yeah, look at Donald Trump. He's under investigation. Let me tell you, the first thing that I said, and they said, oh, Flynn's going to testify. I went, so what? Big deal. What's he going to say that's going to come? What's going to come out of that man's mouth that's going to be more of an indictment of Donald Trump than anything that we already know about Hillary Clinton, or know about Barack Obama, or know about Bill Clinton, or know about Loretta Lynch and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and John Podesta and all the other crooks on their side? What could he possibly say that's going to make me go, oh, he called a meeting with Russia? Well, geez, look at what he did. So that supersedes selling 20% of our uranium to Russia, cutting yourself $143 million deal to your foundation, $20 million to your compadre, John Podesta, and we're supposed to look the other way? Oh, I get it. Yeah, sure, I see. I see how that influenced the election and how he got elected, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there was nothing Flynn could say. And let me tell you, the unflinching conservatism is what you're hopefully being taught. Think of it as friendship. You've got friends. So something happens in your life. You get accused of something. And your friends go, oh, well, that's what kid. I mean, I kind of knew him. I mean, it wasn't like we were friends. And you're staying over at my house every other weekend and hanging out at the pool and eating my food and stuff. Do I know him? Yeah, of course I know the man. But, I mean, it's not like, you know, really? Is that your friend? So I become embroiled in some controversy and you go, well, I don't know. Or you go, you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Until you give me something more, I'm not believing that. I know the guy. Because let me tell you what I would do as a friend. I'd call you up and I go, look, this is what's happening and this part of it's true, this part of it's not. You know, whatever. Because I'm not going to let you have to hang on the friendship. But I wouldn't anticipate you leaving me as a friend. If my friends get into trouble, Kevin, listen. I can tell you a couple of stories about that. I won't. But, you know, somebody calls you up and says, look, man, here's what you're going to hear. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the truth. And I go, wow, man, you know, it's sad to hear that. You know, what made you go that route? Well, man, I got a little desperate here, whatever. All right, man, well, let me know what we can do to help. You know, we'll be praying for you. That's what I'd say. I wouldn't be like, oh, dude, you know I got to disavow you. And, you know, how am I going to tell people I know you now? You know, I mean, I got my reputation here. So think about what is the definition of a friend. You know the media is fake. You know these people are frauds. And the minute Mike Flynn testimony, oh, Mike Flynn's going to testify, people are freaking out.
What are you going to say? If there's something, is it going to make me have to disavow Trump?
Really? So your stock market is up 30%. You just bought a fatter house, got a better job. You know, mama's moved back in and the dog even likes you now. And you're ready to dump the dude. Are you people out of your mind? I mean, come on. Wake up to what's going on in the world around you. All the fake crap that's out there, and learn to put a little bit of trust in a guy who's been nothing but upfront with you.
Donald Trump is a socialist. He's just like the Democrats. He spends more money on Democrats.
No, he doesn't. Told you that. He says, no, I give money to people, you know, the mayors of these cities where I got to do work. Yeah, but I've been donating to Republicans.
Donald Trump is a womanizer. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is this.
Every time Donald Trump's like, whatever, shut up. And y'all, you know, many people out there, conservatives, ready to go for it. The minute the left says it, the minute that they feel like, oh, it's too controversial for me to stay with him. The dude tells you the truth. I remember when he said he was, look, I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-choice, but it's not my choice. But I don't want women to have abortions. He said that. I watched him say that. And people are,
he's completely of this.
Right. And what did he do? He gets into office, and he's been the most pro-life president to date. He told you every single thing he was going to do, and for the most part, he's executed against it. The only thing that he didn't do right away was indict Hillary Clinton. But guess what? In its own strange way, it's all coming back around. How about we grow up, grow a pair, man up. Yeah, I said it. I'm telling women too, man up. Understand what we're up against and stop looking to run for the hills every time something comes up. Because you know what happens? It always invariably ends up hurting the Democrats. Right now, these guys are chasing their tails on a Russian witch hunt.
And right now, and Mueller is in bigger trouble than it ever before. There is no reason why Mueller should still be on this case. And Trump's just saying, let him go. If he doesn't want to recuse himself, watch what happens. You think this man is stupid? He knows this thing is going to circle right back around on Mueller. It's already got one of his guys, Peter Zorzak or whatever. I don't know the guy's name, but he's an FBI agent who Mueller had to fire. It got one of their journalists. Do you think there aren't others? What did this Russia story do? CNN had to fire two people because they were creating a narrative. How many others do we know about? All this, the talk of sexual assault and all that. Who's the fodder? Who's right now engaged to be fired over all this stuff? John Conyers? Grijalva? There's another guy, I can't remember his name, a Hispanic dude, Al Franken, and there will be others. And when they release this report, there will be more. Hollywood, taking a hit. Every one of these Holly weirdos, that complete avowed, unadulterated leftists, are in the crosshairs. And you know who's right there with them? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, all these leftist politicians. And you think Trump's worried? And now we got Bill Clinton. He's not only embroiled in sex scandals on Epstein's private plane and how many trips did he actually make on a Air Blank One and all kinds of other stuff. He's back in the news on that. He's back in the news because the real investigation around the tarmac meeting proves that Bill Clinton ambushed Loretta Lynch on the tarmac at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport so that he could put her on the hot seat. We're going to go into that in a minute. I'm going to give you a little bit of it now, but they said that Lynch sweated when Bill Clinton entered her plane. And she had a reason to. Because aside from the potential for sexual assault, Bill Clinton was there for answers. And to influence her as a former president, that's still a pretty big deal. Not to mention he's a Clinton, and they will kill you. So we're going to answer the questions of that when we get back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
The one thing I will give the left is these people are loyal to a fault. They don't care what you've done. You could have, they could catch Bill Clinton partying with sheep, and I'm using the word partying with my finger quotes, and they wouldn't care. Barack Obama is, I mean, he could be in a gay relationship in the middle of Times Square, and Van Jones made the comment, they wouldn't care. Hillary Clinton, you can't be more crooked. You can't have more revelations about the crooked nature of this woman and her family, including Chelsea, and all the intermingling of the DNC and the, you know, going after Bernie and all the other presidential candidates and getting questions fed to her by Donna Brazile during debates and all this. You can't find a more crooked group of people, and leftists are like,
but we love them. We love them, man. Leave us alone. They're so good to us. Stop it. I love them, Daddy.
It's funny. It is so funny to watch. But the flip side of that is that we as conservatives, we are very quick to abandon because we're principled. Dang it, he cannot go do that. What's that? He grabbed him by the what? Well, there you go. I can't support a man who would dare take advantage of his position as a billionaire where women would throw themselves at him. He's a good-looking guy. And then women that allow them to grab him by the, you know, I can't support a guy like that. I'm a church-going fella. That used to do the very same thing and probably would be, you would, the people that all act all sanctimonious about that is because they're never going to be billionaire playboys. It's easy to say when you're never going to be it. Oh, I would have all kinds of restraint. Give one of those clowns, just anybody that says that, give them $1 million of money that's free to play with that mama doesn't know about. Okay? Doesn't know about. And watch them. Watch them, man. They have this thing that the Amish kids do. I think they get to be 17. They leave and they go and see the world. And these kids go buck wild. That's what would happen to the average dude. 98% of conservative men who got a free $1 million with nobody to look at it would be out there going bananas. Okay? Now, I don't know what that entails. Some people might just buy a couple of Ferraris and cruise around and let all the chicks look at them. Other people, you know, whatever your indulgence is, you get a free $1 million to do it. It's not going to impact your life, no reputation, ruined, whatever. And you could just indulge. You think these guys are going to donate that money to the church? Or you think a few of them are going to hit the casino? A few of them are going to go, you know, drive fancy cars and chase a few women or whatever else. So, look, don't act all sanctimonious out there, fellas. Don't misunderstand me. I love you. I think the majority of us would you know, hold ourselves in some level of restraint. But don't try to get it twisted and act as if, you know, we don't understand it. So, put yourself in that situation and ask yourself, you're a billionaire playboy and that's it? That's all they got? He says women will allow him to grab him by the... Oh, really? I'm sitting there going, you know, it was like when they were saying Tiger Woods, you know, had 7 mistresses and you know, I don't know Tiger Woods' political bent, but he's a young, good-looking dude that's in the top of his craft where, you know, people throw him. So, and my first comment was, that's it? The dude is a billionaire. I mean, don't misunderstand me. He never should have married Elon or whatever her name is if he was going to go do all the philandering. But I'm just saying, it didn't surprise this brother that was it. I mean, that there weren't dozens more. And maybe there are. But that's all they found. And by the way, Tiger was golfing over the weekend, and he looked good. For those of you who are golf guys, he looked good. Anyway, I want to go back to the left holding on to this vestige of, you know, whatever they think their party represents. They know it's a party of scoundrels, but they rationalize it. Well, Bill Clinton may have done that, but I mean, you know, that's been litigated. Oh, okay, so there's a statute of limitations on rape and sexual abuse with former presidents and, you know, who do crazy things to interns and other women, but there's not for anybody else, right? There isn't for Roy Moore. There isn't for Donald Trump. We're talking about things that happened decades ago. There's no statute of limitations for them. They treat you like the IRS. They treat conservatives like the IRS, where if you want to get your money back, you got a 3-year window. If they want to get their money back, they can get you anytime. Well, guess what? It doesn't work that way. Anyway, this investigation about Bill Clinton and all this shenanigans with the Russians and when the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton, it's all going to come back to hurt these people. Because the FBI released the flight records or something, and they find out Bill Clinton essentially ambushed Lynch on the tarmac at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. And what it showed was there was an intelligence breach within the FBI who alerted Bill Clinton as to where Lynch would be so he could stalk her. And that's what he did. And sources say that Lynch was taken aback and physically shaken by Clinton, his seemingly impromptu meeting on the tarmac that happened on June 27th of 2016. Now, that's an important date. June 27th. The Clinton narrative of that meeting had been that Bill and Lynch met by happenstance. Their jets landed and was like, whoa, isn't that Loretta Lynch's jet? My goodness, that's Bill Clinton's plane. They said that Bill Clinton was in Phoenix on a scheduled stop to meet with Latino leaders in order to stump for his wife, who, as you guys know, is obviously running for president. Federal law enforcement sources believe that Bill Clinton's jet was chartered from Teterboro Airport in northern New Jersey the morning of the infamous tarmac meeting. And that's a problem because originally Loretta Lynch was due to be there on the 28th and not the 27th. So how did Bill get this information? In his book, Guilty as Sin, Edward Klein claims that officials in the Obama administration decided before the first witness was interviewed that Hillary Clinton would not face prosecution. She's getting persecuted over the handling of classified emails. And here's an excerpt. Bill Clinton's private jet was cleared for takeoff and was taxiing towards the runway at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport when a Secret Service agent informed him that Loretta Lynch's plane was coming in for a landing. Don't take off, Bill barked. As his plane skidded to a halt and headed back to its parking place, Bill grabbed the phone and called an old friend, one of his most trusted legal advisors. Bill said, I want to bushwhack Loretta, the advisor recalled. I'm going to board her plane. What do you think? And I said, there's no downside for you, but she's going to take a pounding if she's crazy enough to let you on that plane. But according to Ed Klein, Bill Clinton had every intention of bushwhacking Lynch. And the article continued. It was June 27, 2016, 1 year into the FBI investigation into Clinton's emails. He knew it would be a huge embarrassment for Loretta when people found out that she talked to the husband of a woman, the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party, who was under criminal investigation by the FBI, but he didn't give a dang. He wanted to intimidate Loretta and discredit FBI Director James Comey's investigation of Hillary's emails, which was giving Hillary's campaign agita. I guess, angst. Bill hung up the phone and turned to the secret agent. As soon as her plane lands, he said, get the attorney general on the phone and say the president would like to have a word with her. The president. Once inside Lynch's plane, Bill turned on the Clinton charm. He gave Lynch's shoulder an affectionate squeeze and shook hands with her husband, Stephen Hargrove. Bill said he could tell that Loretta knew from the get-go that she'd made a huge mistake. This is according to the advisor. She was literally trembling, shaking with nervousness. Her husband tried to comfort her, but he kept patting her hand and rubbing her back. Bill made small talk. Grandchildren, golf, former Attorney General Janet Reno, kept at it for nearly half an hour. Didn't make any difference what they talked about. All he wanted to do was send a message to everyone at the Justice Department and the FBI that Hillary had the full weight of the Clinton machine, the Democratic Party, and the White House behind her. It was clearly torturous for Loretta. Bill told me later that he noticed that there were beads of sweat on her upper lip. Now, so Ed Klein is essentially saying that Bill was about to take off, and then Lynch's plane landed. Well, either way, somebody tipped him off that she was there, and it's supposed to be, you know, confidential information. So it remains the same. Now, I'm curious as to how this is all going to play out in Mueller's investigation, because supposedly the FBI records have Bill Clinton's plane, you know, and all the other stuff. So let's see what happens. I don't have any other answers for you except to say that I am curious, and I do know that meeting wasn't impromptu. Something happened. Short break. We'll be back in just a bit.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.